From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made a public appearance Friday. Anita Powell has more on the talks aimed at getting the aged leader to resign and why the military says that this activity was not a coup.
They are saying that this is not a coup. This is a democratic correction that the military made, and they are trying to persuade the president to step down. They're not forcing him out of power. They are persuading him to agree on a path forward. The reason this cannot be a coup in there as part of their narrative is that if this were to be a coup, the African Union and the Southern African Development Community would have to take an automatic hardline stance. They would have to suspend the membership of Zimbabwe, and they would have to impose sanctions.
That was VOA's Anita Powell. Also, in an evening newscast, state broadcaster ZBC, which for decades was a mouthpiece for the Mugabe government, reported on the surging campaign for his ouster and showed video of ruling party members saying he should resign. Lebanon's Saad Hariri is expected to arrive in Paris. It is the latest twist in a bizarre crisis that leaves the onus or credit on France and its young leader, Emmanuel Macron, to help resolve it. The invitation, which was made to Prime Minister Hariri 2 days ago, is a friendly invitation to speak with him in Paris and welcome the prime minister of a country which is friends with France. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's prime minister sparked turmoil and skepticism, it is unclear if the two leaders will make any remarks to the media. You can find the Voice of America on social media. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where you'll find pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News.